The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Have you ever been asked the question, what is your favorite food? Well, for someone who adores food and loves to try anything and everything, I can't really answer that question. But what I can say is that one of my favorite things to eat are noodles. So let me take you on a journey where we discover familiar and unique noodle dishes from around the world. So sit back and relax, because it's noodle time! Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Noodle Time. And we are on episode 7. And in last episode, we talked about Chinese noodle dishes. But today, I'm going to still talk about Chinese noodle dishes, but we're going to go a little bit deeper and focus on a lot of noodle dishes that got its influence from Chinese cuisine. Because back in the past, Chinese cuisine was the baseline cuisine for many of the popular noodle dishes that you see today. And in the past episodes, I talked about many different types of cuisines. We talked about Vietnam, we talked about South Korea, we even talked about Italian noodle dishes. And all of those dishes have a root or an origin that stems from Chinese cuisine. And that's primarily because of the Silk Road. And the Silk Road was a whole trading system that happened way back in 130 BC. And so what happened was traders during the Silk Road, they figured out a method of taking dough and rolling out really thin and cutting it into small little strips and cooking it. And that was originally the creation of noodles. And since it was born in China, many of these different ethnicities and many of these different cultures, they get their influence from Chinese cuisine. And a lot of these noodle dishes that I talked about in previous episodes have some sort of history and have some sort of pathway that goes all the way back to the original roots of Chinese cuisine. Hello everyone, I'm back. And before I get started, just want to say that in American history, there's been a lot of immigrants that have came over for many different reasons, for things such as work, a new form of income, a search for money, a search for a new lifestyle, and a lot of these immigrants happen to be Chinese. And that gets me to my point, where during the gold rush of the mid-1800s, this allowed many Chinese immigrants to come over to America in search for a new life, and especially for a search of money in the form of gold. And during this time, a lot of Chinese immigrants, they opened up so many restaurants all over the country, and they were serving authentic Chinese food that was not only delicious, but appealed to any Chinese person that would walk in that restaurant. But there is a little bit of a predicament when I say that, because when these immigrants opened up their restaurants, they also got a few American customers. People of other ethnicities came over to the restaurants, and they really weren't accustomed to the strong, heavy flavors that Chinese cuisine had to offer. This was a major problem because the whole reason why Chinese immigrants came over to America was to search for money, was to search for a new lifestyle. And if they weren't liking the food, and if they didn't enjoy the experience of Chinese cuisine, they had to change it. And as a result, Chinese immigrants and the owners of these restaurants, they had to compensate for the American palate. And so what they did was that many Chinese restaurants created new dishes that appealed to the American tastes. And they did this by adding less powerful and really potent spices like star anise, cloves, coriander. These are all very rich and very powerful tasting spices that you won't really see in a lot of Western cuisines. And so they took many of these spices out and they replaced it with other spices such as sugar. So they, a lot of Chinese immigrants, they implemented sugar into their new dishes. They added other sugary ingredients like orange juice, other citrusy components like lemon juice, and just things that would be familiar for an American palate. And examples of these are orange chicken, which a lot of you most likely know, General Tso's chicken, which is also another popular Chinese American dish, and there's this other dish called chop suey, which is just a stir fry of vegetables, any type of protein, and it's mixed in a sauce and it's really delicious. And these dishes not only appealed to the American palate, but as the United States started to diversify more and more, it appealed to every ethnicity that came into these restaurants. And one noodle dish that is famously well known all over the country and all over the world, just because of its accessibility and its ease of making, is chow mein. So chow mein is a stir-fried noodle dish that is created with a variety of different vegetables like carrots, bok choy, you can add cabbage, and any other vegetable that could add a nice crunch to the entire dish. And the main type of noodle that is used in chow mein is a very thin egg noodle. And it's stir-fried in soy sauce, and sometimes you can add sugar to the dish to add a little bit of a sweet component, and just basic seasonings like salt, pepper, and other flavor-enhancing seasonings like MSG. And some popular proteins that could be added to chow mein are chicken, beef, pork, and any type of seafood. You can add anything you'd like to chow mein, and if you feel like it would add a really good flavor to the dish, then it'll be good. One of the main reasons why chow mein is one of the most popular noodle dishes in American cuisine is because of the amount of restaurants out there in the United States that cook this dish. And one of the most popular restaurants in America that specializes in American Chinese cuisine is a fast food restaurant known as Panda Express. And once in your life, you've probably had this fast food because, let's be honest, it's not really the best Chinese food that you'll ever have. And many of the Chinese friends that I have don't even consider this Chinese food. But Panda Express is a pretty good baseline when you're looking into trying Chinese cuisine for the first time. And one of the main dishes that they serve there is chow mein. And you can order this as a base and you order other things to go along with it, like orange chicken. You can get string bean chicken, there's broccoli beef, a lot of different types of American Chinese influenced dishes that is primarily served in Panda Express. But in my opinion, Panda Express and other Chinese takeouts that serve chow mein are one of the main places that you can go to try this really delicious dish. And every restaurant that you'll probably go to has its own twist and take into making it. Alright, so there's another popular dish that you'll most likely see in a lot of Chinese restaurants, and this dish is called Hong Kong style noodles. And given its name, Hong Kong style, this dish was not really created in Hong Kong. And according to Eater.com, Hong Kong style noodles were created in the United States and introduced a different style of cooking noodles, and that method was to deep fry it. And the process of making Hong Kong style noodles, it's quite complex. So the first step is that you take your noodles, which can be any type. It could be egg noodles, it could be wheat noodles, but what you want to do is that you want to boil it into hot water and you want to thoroughly cook the noodles. Then after that, just to prevent any oil flames or any oil accidents, you want to make sure that the noodles are dry, and you could do that with paper towels, or you could just lay it out in a sheet pan and just let it dry and sit until you're able to deep fry the noodles. And once you do that, the noodles create a sort of crispy external shell that is not only appealing to the eye, but it's extremely addicting when you eat it. And the sauce for Hong Kong style noodles is a really thick and creamy soy sauce and oyster sauce based sauce that is really sweet. It's a little bit salty and it's also kind of tangy. And if you guys don't know what oyster sauce is, it's basically a combination of reduced soy sauce, sugar, and other ingredients, and it's a really unique type of sauce. Think of it as something that is really similar to a teriyaki sauce, but it's much more thick and it's a little bit more pungent. And that's why it gives the name oyster sauce. But when you taste it for the first time, it kind of has a seafood taste to the sauce. And that is really shown in Hong Kong style noodles. The most popular type of protein to add to Hong Kong style noodles is shrimp or assorted types of seafood. You can also add a lot of different vegetables. Similar to chow mein, you can add cabbage, you could add carrots, you can add daikon, any sort of vegetable that will enhance the dish. And once you create this type of gravy sauce, you pour it on top of the crispy noodles, and the way you eat it is you crush the noodles with any utensil that you have, and you mix the noodles in that sauce. And once you eat it, you kind of get this crispy exterior from deep frying the noodles, as well as a really smooth and really creamy and slurpable type of noodle that is drenched in sauce. So it's kind of a mix of textures, and it's really good. And this dish is one of the main dishes that show a true definition of a Chinese noodle dish that got its influence from Western flavors, and it pretty much made its own different category of noodle dish. Because when we're looking at Chinese cuisine, you got a lot of dishes that are really powerful in flavor. Things that can kick you in the face with its spice. It can overload you with different types of spices that are so potent and so strong. But when we're looking at other dishes that get its influence from Western cultures, such as Chinese American dishes, it's really interesting to see how far we've evolved and how many noodle dishes we created from just an origin of Chinese cuisine. That was all for today's episode. Thank you guys so much for watching. This was Noodle Time, and I'm your Noodle Guy.